This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The Miami Heat, they won't go away. The Celtics, they did go away last night. Heat go up 1-0, and Jimmy Butler had 35. We have a frost delay at the PGA Championship.
Excuse me?
Yes, frost. Normally you get sunshine, it's cloud, beautiful clouds and blue skies, and you got frost right now in upstate New York, but they will get the round in. It'll get started a little bit later on, but a frost delay. They can't play right now in the frost. Lakers-Nuggets game two coming up tonight. Panthers and the Hurricanes game one. 877-3DP show. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp show. And this program brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is awesome. Make sure you go to Traeger.com. Make sure you use the promo code dp show at checkout for free shipping. That grill will change your life. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Coming into last night's game, Eastern Conference Finals, the Heat weren't given much of a chance. In fact, ESPN Analytics said the Miami Heat had a 3% chance of going back to the NBA Finals. I don't know what the analytics would say today with ESPN, maybe a little more than 3%. Miami came into the postseason as the 8th seed. Now, I know we get caught up in, they're an 8th seed. Well, they underachieved during the regular season to start with, so they're not truly an 8th seed. And I don't know if Miami truly cared about the regular season. They just want to get into the playoffs. And when they do, with that coach and that player, they usually do some damage. And Jimmy Butler, if we've learned anything, his four-year stretch in Miami, never count him out. You know, you go back to 2020, he willed the Heat to the finals. Last night, he had his way with the Celtics. He had 35, 7, and 6 steals. Six-time All-Star. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And when you think about those guys, when it gets to the postseason, he's almost the modern-day Reggie Miller from the standpoint of maybe regular season, you're not talking about him good, maybe sometimes very good. But postseason, that's when you make a name for yourself. And Jimmy Butler has done that. Here's Boston coming in, all this momentum. Jason Tatum, incredible performance, 51 points, game 7. And then all of a sudden, doesn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. It takes 5 shots total in the second half. How's that happen? You're at home? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, sixth man of the year, Malcolm Brogdon. Firepower. They've got it all. But they can't win at home. They're 500 at home in the playoffs. So Boston is still a better team than Miami. The best team doesn't always win. And that was certainly the case last night. Poll question today. What do we have?
Well, the T-O-double-D sent in a few. That,
okay.
I always like when Todd.
Round one is underway at the PGA Championship. It's 43 degrees at Oak Hill.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes. Yes. You got guys out there who look like they're, you know, getting ready to go skiing or, you know, snowboarding. But they'll get it in, and the weather will be a lot better later in the week. Yes, Paul?
We did a little our morning meeting was about the frost and the golfers at the PGA. Someone sent in a note that maybe they're protecting the conditions of the course, the grass itself, because if there's frost on the grass could be damaged if you walk on it or play on it.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever they say. I used to be on the grounds crew at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Course.
Seriously?
Yes, I did. And that was Kings Island, Ohio.
Did you ever meet Mr. Nicklaus?
Yes, I did.
When you were a youngster?
Yes, I did. He doesn't remember me because I was on a riding mower. And I had to turn off the engine because he was walking around the golf course and he couldn't hear. So I had to turn off and I mowed the greens.
That must have been pretty nutty, though. I mean, he's as famous as it gets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I still had a job to do, Paul.
You were focused on your...
Yes, I was. I was mowing the greens as only I could. Oh. Yes, Todd?
Did you approach him, say hi to him, or you were instructed not to talk to these people?
No, I had a job to do, Todd.
Park the car for a second and get on and go, hey, Mr. Nicklaus, just wanted to say hi.
It's a riding mower. It's not a car.
All right, you're a mower. But I could see you not being shy as a kid about going up to people.
No, I had a job to do, Todd. It's called being a professional. Right. You should try it. Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Poll questions from Todd.
I thought the Celtics would win this series, and now I still do. I think the Heat advanced to the finals.
All right.
Tonight, the Lakers will have made the necessary adjustments to even the series. Head back to L.A. down 2-0.
All right.
Did you know the Wanamaker Trophy was awarded to the PGA Championship winner? Of course I did. I had no idea.
I think the Lakers would be down 0-2.
Head back to Lakers down, I wonder if I wrote down 2-0.
Yeah.
Head back to Lakers, Los Angeles down 2-0.
Yeah.
0-2.
Yeah,
yes.
I love the first option on that. It's very Todd Fritz.
Oh, definitely.
We'll have made the necessary adjustments.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Lakers will have made the necessary adjustments to even the series. Head back to Los Angeles down 0-2.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
I don't know if you mean that, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I do. Every time I say thank
every
you, Todd.
Every time.
Every single time I say thank you to Todd, I mean it.
Thank you, Todd.
Was the Wanamaker Trophy made by the same people who made the Heisman Trophy? Can we check that? For some reason, in the deep recesses of this mind, the people who made the Wanamaker Trophy, did they make the Heisman Trophy?
That's two good ones right there.
Well, if it's true, if it's not, then...
Still two good trophies.
Yeah, it is. Yes. But for some reason, I thought that. It's like, didn't Tiffany come up with the design for the New York Yankees NY?
Really?
Does that sound right?
The singer?
No.
I know what you
mean. Will you stop?
Oh, boy.
Think we're alone now.
No, we're 7 minutes in today. You're alone now.
That'd be so strange if Tiffany came up with that.
I fully support the energy Todd's putting out right now.
No,
I just want you to know.
I'm so behind this. See, now I have to land the planes. Yeah. That's the problem. Yes, Paulie.
Designed by Diegis and Clust. Oh, my gosh. D-I-E-G-E-S, Diegis and Clust in New York City. The Rodman Wanamaker Trophy was intended to be unique by its namesake standards. The company would add to its luster by creating the Heisman Trophy in 1934.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tiffany with the Yankees logo, Seton?
I can confirm.
Oh,
that
man.
Is 100%. You are spot
I'll
on.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to take the rest of the day
Louis
off.
Louis B. Tiffany.
Okay. Louis B.
Louis B.
Yeah. Louis. Yeah.
All right, my guy.
Hey, Louis B.
Louis B.
Yeah.
Louis.
No.
We got to go now.
Yes, you do. Get out of here.
I really should
go now.
Get
out of here. All right.
Making logos just as fast as we can.
Any other?
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Diegis and Clust also make baseball's MVP awards.
Mm.
Lou Gehrig's farewell plaque at Yankee Stadium, the Heisman Trophy. Wow.
Okay.
They really had a cornered the market.
They did.
They're running things.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
That clust screwed everything up for everybody, though.
So what's the poll question we're going to go with?
Well, Paulie just sent in one. He's still in the league? Question mark?
Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, yeah. Your options here from Paul are Kyle Lowry, Kevin Love, and Udonis Haslam. You know, Kevin Love is funny because he's sitting on the bench totally gray now.
I know.
He looks like he's like an Uncle Drew character.
He's the guy that you go, I'll take the old man over there. Yeah. He's only 35. Oh. I'll still take him. Yeah, Paulie.
When he checks in the game, he rips off a pair of corduroys.
Yeah, he's got cut-off cords on and New Balance, low cut.
Like, hold on, give me about 45 minutes to stretch here, and then I'll be ready.
Yeah. Udonis Haslam is still, that's one of the more amazing jobs. That it's almost like when the grown-ups are out of the room, he's still the grown-up. He's the hall monitor there for the team. He's a player's coach or coach's player or something like that. Yes. Yes, Mark.
He's definitely in the coaches' meetings also.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you know who is around, you know, when the players are talking. Yeah. And, man, I can't believe that Spoelstra. Oh, hey, Udonis. Hey, guys, what are you talking about? Yes, Todd.
Can you be a team ambassador and on the roster at the same time? I'm fascinated by that.
Well, he is.
Yeah, Udonis Haslam has been with the Heat since 03, but he hasn't been really an active player where he plays in the rotation.
Yeah.
Since 2015 and 16. He's basically been on the roster the past 7 years in a practice assistant coach role.
Mm. Woo! That's not a stat of the day.
I know.
You know what a stat of the day could be? I got the over-unders for tonight. The Lakers are getting 5.5 against the Nuggets. Do you want to do the over-under game? Seton killed it yesterday. Seton was the joker. You were a triple-double yesterday. Okay, over-under, Joker tonight, according to DraftKings, points. Seton?
29.5.
Marv?
27.5.
Paulie?
30.5.
Todd?
31.5.
28.5.
Well, overrated.
Over.
LeBron James over-under tonight. Marvin?
26.5.
Paulie?
23.5.
Seton.
25.5.
Blue, blue, blue.
Good for you.
Let's go.
Over under Anthony Davis tonight. Todd?
23.5.
Seton.
27.5.
Marv?
22.5.
Paulie?
Correction night. I'm going to go 25.5.
24.5. That is your over under game.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Brought to you by DraftKings. But the Lakers getting 5.5. against the Nuggets. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll get our poll question. We got a play of the day. Stat of the day is always coming up. And the PGA Championship is underway with temperatures under 50 degrees.
Thoughts and prayers.
I've played in those kind of conditions before.
Does it hurt your hands?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You know when you play baseball and it's a little cold and you have a foul ball and it's like your hands vibrate? Yeah, it can be uncomfortable playing in conditions like that.
Hard to tie, put a white belt on when you're that cold. I feel for them.
Okay. All right. What, Todd?
Weather issues are par for the course, though. You got to just do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. You're more creative than that.
Is he?
Infinitely.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, I believe in you, Todd.
I found out, by the way, what kind of shoe Udonis Haslam wears when he does get a chance to play.
Oh, no.
He wears the Odins. Because he looks old like Greg Oden. Am I trying too hard now? No.
Maybe not enough.
Dan, the Odins. Hello, no, Dan. Greg Oden shoe.
No. Don't pin this on Ryan.
Haslam wears the Odins.
No, don't pin this on Ryan in Honolulu.
Once was a man from
Todd,
Odin.
Todd, why don't you get up and why don't you go outside?
I should cool off a little bit.
And why don't you get some fresh air, some sunshine, and start thinking about what you want to do with your career?
I think I'm going to do that.
Okay. Better yet, if you're watching on Peacock, and why not, download the app. You can watch for free. Yeah, you get the curtain. The cone of silence has been placed over Fritzy. This is when he starts to panic. Hey, come on. Getting claustrophobic in here.
Yeah. Let's make fun of an anxiety disorder. Yeah. I'm not supposed to talk. I'm not supposed to talk in here.
Are you diagnosed as having an anxiety condition?
Self-diagnosed.
Yeah, of course. I think your mom did that your entire childhood, where she was the one that was diagnosing everything that was wrong with you.
You're a very nervous boy. It's just a spelling test.
There. You good? Yeah.
That's much better.
What's wrong with your microphone?
Testing. I think we're good.
Oh, it was better 30 seconds
ago. Yeah. Oh.
Jason Jackson, who is the play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat, will join us coming up. What is it about this roster? Because you look at that roster and you go, how are they doing it? But they did it. And, you know, you got to get give credit. Also, a whole lot of blame to the Celtics, because I'm watching going, Jason Tatum, how's this possible? The fourth quarter didn't take a shot. A couple of turnovers there. God, they just drive you crazy with their inconsistency. Best team in the playoffs, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean they'll even make it to the NBA Finals. Yes, Eden.
But, I mean, what this 8 seed is doing is truly historic.
I know.
I mean, this is an 8 seed we're talking about.
I know.
That's driving me crazy.
I know. We're making it seem like this is, you know, Baltimore County, you know, upsetting, you know, a 16 seed winning.
Yeah, like LIU all of a sudden is beating the Lakers. Yeah. So you're like, well, it's the Miami Heat. They chose to be practically in the 8 seed rather than.
Yeah. They underachieved, but, you know, don't let that get in the way of a good story. This is what we do in the media.
An 8 seed knocked off a 1?
Unbelievable.
An 8 seed? Are you kidding me?
Yes, Paulie.
The 10th seed in the West and the 4th seed in the West was a 2-game difference. 2 wins or 3 wins would have put you from the 10th seed to the 4th seed.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. You've heard Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds talk about GetRefunds.com and how many small businesses they've helped out with the ERC tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses, just like yours. There's construction and retail, restaurants, bars, hotels. So small business owners have been told by their CPA that they wouldn't qualify because their business didn't lose money during the pandemic. Has this happened to you? And if so, get a second opinion from Innovation Refunds. But you go to GetRefunds.com to start the process. It's going to take less than 10 minutes, and you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. To get started, go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Jason Jackson set to join us. Is he with us, Paulie?
About 2 minutes.
Okay. We'll talk to the play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat. So the poll question we're going to go with is...
I threw up, literally, best team in the NBA playoffs right now, just based off the statement you had just made about the Celtics are the best team right now.
The most talented team in the NBA.
Best team in the NBA playoffs right now, Celtics, Heat, Nuggets, Lakers.
Okay. Well, the Celtics are the most talented team. That mean they're the best team.
Right now, early voting, 70% have the Nuggets.
Well, they might be the best team the way they're playing, but the most talented team is the Celtics.
Your Celtics are actually last
right
now.
They're not my Celtics.
They're literally your Celtics.
They're not my Celtics.
They're in last.
Yeah. They're losing to an eighth-seeded Miami Heat team.
I mean, we're talking about an eight-seed here.
Scrappy Miami Heat team.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Wait. They're not an eighth seed. They probably were an underachieving team during the regular season. That's the reason why they're an eighth seed. This guy would know all about it. Jason Jackson Jr. III, Miami Heat, play-by-play voice. What were you expecting last night in Boston with your Miami Heat?
Oh, my father's rolling in his grave right now. This is so sad. Listen, of the 19 seasons that I've covered this team, this is the most one-off experience that I've ever had, in the sense of here's a team that just missed the NBA finals by a Jimmy Butler, missed three. I mean, this is far off to the right.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. And the entire team, for the most part, outside of PJ Tucker, was brought back. And so you assume, at the very least, somewhere between 1 through 4. Like, you're just taking into consideration other teams are going to be better, other teams are not, there's going to be some shifting. That's probably about it. And then a Yurtseven, an Omer Yurtseven ankle, all the way through Jimmy Butler and management on his body. Kyle Lowry playing way too many minutes early because of the management on Jimmy's body, to everybody having some sort of time spent out. All of a sudden, the Miami Heat is the team that's missed the most games due to injury, which... it's not a headline for the Heat because the Heat don't want that to be a headline, but that's a reality. Availability is that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And then some bad losses. I'll admit that along the way. Just some terrible home losses here and there. But then, as what happens, I think, with any team that has that type of chemistry, the desire to get back to where they were, if not trying to get beyond that, it just got better, Dan, along the way. And fortunately, this team is playing its best basketball at the right time. The team didn't win more than 3 games in a row all season long.
Yeah.
And now is just rolling.
Okay. Explain to us who Jimmy Butler is. Can you explain who Jimmy Butler is?
I've tried to figure it out now in 4 years because I'm like, is Jimmy complex or is he just super simple? All he ever talks about is one, guard somebody. It's very Tomball, Texas, right? Very, very outside of Houston mentality. We're not going to talk about defensive schemes. We're not going to talk about rotations. We're not going to talk about, you know, help the helper. Guard somebody. And then on the other end, he talks about playing the right way, which we've heard forever. But for him, it's not necessarily a 30-plus point night. It's what ended up happening as well, 6 guys in double figures. And him looking and feeling out the defense first, helping out other guys build their confidence so when you need big shots late, guys aren't being called upon to do something they're not comfortable doing. And that's how he'd rather play. And Dan, he doesn't need us. That's the other thing. He can't stand. And it's not like this faux lack of desire to get on a microphone. It is a pure, I think, disdain for having to do it. And that's part of this era, by the way. They're going to get a lot of this going forward as you and I play the second nine of our careers. I think more and more because of social media and guys' ability to have, when you make $40 million a year, you can have some staff and you can get out whatever you want. So if you want to sell coffee, you don't need to come on the Dan Patrick Show to sell your coffee. You can.
But is he a tough guy to play with if you look at what happened in Philly, in Minnesota, in Chicago? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer on his fourth team, and he plays at a high level. I just wonder what happened with these other stops, and is that going to happen in Miami?
You can't be tougher than the experience in Miami, simply because there's just too much certainty. 27 years of Pat Riley as the president, 35 years of the same family, the Arisons owning the team. Eric Spoelstra in his 15th season as the head coach is in his 27th season in the organization. I've been a broadcaster for this team for almost 20 years, and I'm still not senior. You know, so it's there's just way too much certainty in the organization everywhere around to be tougher than what the organization calls for, and I think that's finally a thriving moment for him.
I'm looking at the roster, and there's a great quote, being bad in the NBA is a choice. Talent is everywhere with the right eye, and that is Pat Riley. You got Caleb Martin undrafted, Max Strus undrafted, Gabe Vincent undrafted, Duncan Robinson undrafted. You got Bam, 14th overall, Tyler Hero, 13th pick. Kevin Love on his last leg, Udonis Haslem on the bench. I mean, you're looking at this and you're going, it doesn't make sense. I just said that I thought the Celtics had the most talented team left in the playoffs. And then you're watching the second half and you're going, wait, which team was the eighth seed and which team was the, you know, one of the best teams in the East? Hard to explain sometimes.
If you just take it, that next look under the dermis is that, and we've learned this about Pat Riley as an executive for almost 30 years now, is that he'd rather have somebody that either one has experience or two has something to prove. That he had, listen, you have to have stars. You have to have guys that are blue chip. And along the way, he's had several cats that have been picked rather high. But sometimes he goes and gets them from other teams, too. And so by trading and using free agency and the buyout market, he doesn't mind. I think what Pat has enjoyed the most, and then this entire front office with Andy Ellisberg and Adam Simon, is it's the flexibility on the roster. Like, don't lock yourself in all the way down to player 17. I mean, they worry about the two ways now at a high level, because what they're doing is we'll develop someone. First of all, financially sound, right? You're not locked into a number. We'll develop someone over 2 to 4 years rather than having somebody that has to get in here. And in year three, if they're not already a star, man, people are trying to run you out of town. And that combination has worked. So when you look at this roster, yeah, you still got lottery picks like Bam and Tyler in the mix. But like you said, I mean, Jimmy was the last pick in the first round in his draft.
Is there any possibility he could play in the Eastern Conference Finals?
From a date standpoint, from the press release to the actual date, he could play in Game 7. But, Dan, you know, it's like, you know, back in the day when you used to, you know, come down Avon Mountain into the valley there in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And you're reaching.
And I'm teaching.
Yeah, that's how it used to work, baby. I mean, that jab step was sick, boy.
You saw it.
They don't understand how a Dayton flies.
But you can't
come in there trying to get your win when you didn't play for a couple weeks, right?
Like, that's true. That's true.
And even though, you know, he's a young fella and he can score at all three levels and he 20 points a night, you're not going to just shove that away. He hasn't done any dribbling or shooting yet. The great thing about, if there is a great thing about breaking your hand, it is that you can do other stuff, but you're doing it on a bike. You're not doing it at game level. I think if this team is blessed to head to the finals, I think that's more realistic than if there is a game 7.
Great to talk to you as always.
Man, this is the mere fact that the Miami Heat put me back in position.
I know.
To get Fritz on an email.
Yeah.
To get you.
Yeah.
To just dedicate yourself to service the way that you do.
I do. Yes. I do. Yeah.
Serve it.
Yeah.
My man.
Who's picking out the suits, by the way? Is that Craig Sager's leftovers that you're wearing?
No, you know better than that. I don't spend a great deal of money on anything other than retirement fund, because I'm going to be at sea. You understand that I am a...
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm a seaman, yes. I am a,
okay.
a man of the sea, and I'm looking forward to the twilight of my life out on the ocean. And so I just... In a boat. Yes,
oh,
yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
My golf game has not gotten any better over 25 years, so I turn to the ocean now. But I will spend some change
okay.
at the haberdashery. and you know better. Don't you try to make
No, sense. No. You're bringing it. Absolutely. You're bringing it.
Listen, you see where that hairline went.
Yeah.
So I might as well keep, my inseam tight.
If the heat advance, we'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait.
All right. Go back to bed.
You're the best.
Jason right Jackson Jr. the third. He's a Miami Heat play-by-play voice. And I don't know what's going on in that hotel room. No lights on. It was just dark.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Had that look to it?
It did.
Light up on his head.
I'm scared. Yeah, Paul.
That may have been my worst movie experience compared to what I was expecting going in. You know what? Remember that one movie, Blair Witch Project, for those who don't know, is like this indie scary movie 15 years ago?
Well, it was treated as if it was a documentary.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was just well done.
Oh, it was. It was well done.
Oh, you didn't like Blair Witch at all?
That was one of the least scary movies I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
Borderline annoying.
Okay. Anybody else have that reaction?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Do you think I got too built up? Like,
definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. I mean, that happens all the time when somebody goes, you got to see it. And then you go, okay, I'll see it.
It was just so creative, too, just the way that they did it. You know, the whole idea of finding these tapes and it's just unedited, you know?
I liked it.
Super creative.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Thought it was. Todd didn't see it. I know that.
I did not see the Blair Witch Project.
Of course you didn't.
It was Blair Witch Project 4, not Cinemax.
No, if it was Selma Blair Witch Project.
That's a different story.
You're like, okay, all right, I'll watch that.
And it's like W-H-I-C-H, Witch.
Yeah. Like, there you go.
Oh, hey now.
Be like discovering Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah. Selma Blair. A couple of phone calls here. Let's see. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, this is not why I was calling, but I threw up and got sick after watching the Blair Witch Project in a movie theater. It really, I was reaching for Dramamine almost in watching that. But I was calling to give you a hot take on golf. I think it's time that the PGA Championship is no longer considered a major. Maybe you replace it with the TPC in Florida, but because when they moved it from the summer, it used to be their identity was it's the last chance of glory. What is its identity now? The Masters, it's the course. The U.S. Open, it's the challenge. The British Open, it's the history. The PGA Championship doesn't seem to have an identity, and I just think the fact that we haven't talked about it this week, I think it's time to change it and find a new fourth major.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, it sort of got lost because it used to be at the end of the golf year this summer and you'd have the PGA Championship. Like if you didn't win a major, you got one more chance, it'd be the PGA Championship. And we've seen more random winners, I think, with the PGA Championship than we have with the other events. But it's at a great golf course. It's just, maybe gets a little bit lost. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, playoffs going on. There's always football going on, and it's sort of kind of tucked in there. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, the Masters is in April. Now the PGA is in May. The U.S. Open in June, like usual, generally. And the British Open is July. The PGA should be after that. Isn't the big problem with the PGA the title? The PGA Championship sounds very generic and benign. It's not cool. It needs a name like, if you called it the Wanamaker, is that the trophy?
Yeah.
If you called it the Wanamaker Open.
It's a better name.
Because it's mysterious. Yeah. What is that about?
You know, the PGA Championship sounds like it could be the professional, like the teaching pros, the PGA professionals of America.
It needs a cool name.
Mm. Oh, no. Yes, Tom.
No, my son thought the Players' Championship was a major because that's actually even a cooler name than the PGA Championship.
No, that's the fifth major, as they like to say.
There you go.
All right. Shannon in Indiana. Hi, Shannon. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP. Morning, Dan Epps. Hope you all are having a good day.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, with all this going on,
and there you go.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
With all of this going on.
Think of that.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, man, that is.
What do you think Shannon in Indiana was going to say there? With all this stuff going on.
Right. What was he, what was the end of that? So with all this going on.
What is this? Is the NBA playoffs? Let's start there.
It could have been the frost at the PGA Championship.
Right.
It could
Stanley
have been.
Cup.
Oh, global warming.
Something. I don't know.
Could be, you know, with all this going on, I'm just glad to have you guys doing this show.
Okay.
So you guys have gotten me through a lot.
Okay, got through, yeah.
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 Yes, Tom.
With all this stuff going on, we're not giving any attention to Djokovic losing to that 20-year-old for like the second time. Maybe he wants to get a little tennis in there. Mm. Djokovic was upset recently.
Mm. And upset.
Upset that he lost.
Yeah.
To this kid,
very
basically.
Yeah, very upset. City Boy in Lake Tahoe. Hi, City Boy.
Morning, Mr. Patrick.
Hi, City Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning. First time, long time. I've been listening since when, remember, the mothership used to make you start honoring your commercial breaks way back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, talking about the Joker, and I just like you were talking about the other day, I had never really followed the Joker too much, and I think without question MVP for this year, based on what I was seeing against him and Embiid. I'd like to see what your thoughts were on that.
Well, it's over. It was the regular season.
This call would have been great a month ago.
I mean, he could win the MVP if he wins the NBA Finals, but the voting's already over. And, you know, sometimes we'll look at what happens to an MVP when he gets to the playoffs, and therefore Joel Embiid bows out. You know, this whole what happened with the 76ers I find interesting. We'll take a break. I'm going to talk about this. Daryl Morey, the GM, he was the one who fired Doc Rivers. But Joel Embiid loves Doc Rivers. Do you go to Joel Embiid and say, hey, I'm doing this? Do you go to Joel Embiid and saying, what do you think about this? Like the etiquette of talking to a star player if you're going to make a change. More phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in and bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. 2 of 4 from the land of milk and honey.
That's courtesy of 790 The Ticket. Miami Heat Radio Network. Jason Jackson with the call. Butler finished with 35. He scored 35 or more 13 times in the playoffs as a member of the Miami Heat. That's one shy of Dwayne Wade's franchise record. That's your play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Meguiar's. Their new hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires by darkening the appearance, adding long-lasting high gloss, and keeping it shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Doc Rivers was fired yesterday, and Daryl Morey, the Sixers general manager, met with the media yesterday, and he talked about moving forward, whose decision it was, and how Joel Embiid took the news that Doc had been fired.
I think it's natural to be very close with the people in the locker room. He was very close with Coach Rivers. Yeah, he was shocked about the change, and it's my job to help convince him that the new coach is someone that he'll have a great relationship with as well.
When do you run it by Joel Embiid? Do you run it by him after you've made the decision, or before? Do you give him a heads up that you're going to fire Doc Rivers? Do you allow him to have a say in this? Because he does love Doc Rivers. At what point, if you're in the front office, do you go to your star player or players and say, we're thinking of doing this? Because it sounds like Matt Ishbia with the Phoenix Suns at least conferred with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant about firing Monty Williams and that they were okay with this. I don't know what happened in Milwaukee, Mike Budenholzer, but you know, these are good teams, good situations. And then Doc Rivers, you're going to move on from him. And Daryl Morey said, look, I pulled the trigger. I made the call. I fired Doc Rivers. He was my recommendation. And I decided that we were going to move on from him, but I don't know at what point. And it's a dangerous precedent when you're going to go to somebody and say, hey, what do you think? I think if you're helping the team, deferring money, like Tom Brady, it felt like he should have been in at least conversations. Now, how many other? Patrick Mahomes, right? Couple of rings, deferring money, going to help you out. Do you go to him? When do you go to him? What happens if you say, hey, at some point, we're going to have to release Travis Kelce? Hey, it just doesn't make sense. Or we want to bring in this offensive lineman. What do you think? Like, at what point do you then, or do you it at all? Because once again, if you go down that road and you go, hey, we're thinking about, or what do you think about doing this? Yeah, Marv.
Is it when you start winning rings is when they start asking you, what do you think about this, rather than, hey, I know you're the MVP, but you're just the MVP.
Well, you know, Deshaun Watson had input in Houston after his, second year, which was crazy for the coaching search. Remember, he was upset that they didn't bring in Eric Bieniemy? And that started the rift, or, you know, added to the rift between those two? I just think, you know, Remember the Packers? Did they talk to Aaron Rodgers about what he wanted them to do in the draft? And then all of a sudden, it's like, we're drafting your replacement. You know, it's not like you go, hey, Aaron, come here. If Jordan Love's available, we're going to take him in the first round. How do you think that conversation would have gone over? Probably not too well. Yeah, Paul.
It seems like you got to pick the least awkward situation, because if Daryl Morey goes to Joel Embiid, hey, I just want to give you run this by you. We're thinking about firing Doc Rivers. And he goes, no. Then you have a real situation. If it's awkward if you give him a heads up, we're firing Doc Rivers in an hour. I want to let you know before the media knows, before anybody knows, this is our decision. I want to make sure you're included beforehand, but not no input.
Yes.
I think that's less dangerous.
Yes, Eden.
Why is it such a taboo thought of owners and GMs having open communication with players about whether it's the coach being hired or fired or what players they might bring in or things like that?
Well, at what age do I bring you into the conversation? If you're 20, Joe Burrow's, 25? Do I bring him into the conversation of this is what we're going to, hey, we're not going to take an offensive lineman, we're going to take your teammate from LSU. Or we're not going to take your teammate from LSU, we're going to take an offensive lineman. I don't know what that sliding scale is where you go, all right, you've earned the right to have a seat at the big boy table. So I don't know.
I mean, I would think that you would want someone's input, depending on who the player is, on their teammates. I don't know, can you play with this guy or not? Why does a scout have to say, yes, they will play together?
Okay, but if I get input, that's different. I still have to make the decision. I'll respect your input, but I have to make a decision. I can't give you veto power as a star player.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Well, I mean, I feel like some players would have that. Like Steph Curry should. Steph Curry should have veto power. Hell no. Not that dude. No way. LeBron James absolutely should.
Yeah. He actually starts the conversation. He calls the GM. I'm going to give you a heads up. Here's who I'm bringing in.
Yeah, I'm bringing in Russell Westbrook. Just want to give you a heads up here. Yes, Todd.
But a sensitive player might have it like, oh, you respect me enough to just kind of include me in looking for my ideas, but ultimately you're going to do what you want anyway. So, why are you even bothering?
I would want to give you a heads up. But I would also, if you're going to ask Joe Burrow, hey, you played against this guy. What do you think of him? Hey, he played on your team at LSU. What do you think? Then I would be crazy not to consider that. If you went to Aaron Rodgers and you said, look, we're going to cut your good buddy David Bakhtiari. Aaron Rodgers might fight for him to stay on the roster because he's his buddy. And it might not be the right decision. I remember Michael Jordan, when he first started with the Bulls, he wanted to bring in players that management said, no, we're not bringing in Walter Davis. Walter Davis is old. He's got bad knees. Mike wanted to keep Charles Oakley. And they're like, no, we're not keeping Charles Oakley. Yes, Eden.
But say you say Aaron Rodgers, and you go to him and say, we're going to get rid of David Bakhtiari, and he fights for him. And then they say, well, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's going to be upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they could just cut David Bakhtiari without giving him any heads up whatsoever, and he's going to be upset.
Well, no.
I mean, either way.
I could give him a heads up that we're going to fire or we're going to cut David Bakhtiari. Okay, what's worse? I don't run it by you, or I do run it by you, and then we cut your friend.
I would say with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, clearly not giving him a heads up is way worse.
Yeah, so
infinitely worse.
I would think that star players earn that, a heads up. Joel Embiid is probably not too pleased with Daryl Morey for firing Doc Rivers. But that's where Daryl Morey has got to smooth this over and say, no, we're going to get the right coach for you to take you to the next level. Hour two coming up. More phone calls. Update on the PGA Championship.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.